All right. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. Time now is 7:03. This is a special board meeting. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need to tell you guys this, but I assumed he was going to be here.
No.
Well, if this is his contract, why wouldn't he be here to accept?
Let me adopt the agenda and then.
Okay.
So I would like to make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
And there's one action item here is the presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve contract with Mr. Rusty Taylor as the new superintendent/principal at the Naco Elementary School. He sent me a text this morning saying that he is available over the phone if you guys have any questions pertaining to his contract.
Yeah,
well, and again, he texted me I was till last night, and frankly, if somebody doesn't have any experience to get that amount, I'm just floored by that. I know I saw this last night, but this guy has no experience. And that's the question that I have, is what he said in that meeting about, you have to understand that I have a family and this and that, and I cannot be here every day.
If we can do that, put somebody stand by the door and keep them all.
So that's the question I do have. I'd like to ask him, what does that mean? That he said that he would not be able to be here every day. He'll be available by phone and so forth.
Well, we can call him.
I can call him.
About the 90,000, I think that is a fair offer because he does have a lot of business management experience that would be beneficial to the school.
He does.
Yeah. And he also has experience.
Ms. Campos, could I have you guys stand out there and keep the kids away, or at least one of you by that door?
And he does have experience in doing the federal grants, you know. So I think he has a lot of experience that would be beneficial to the school, right? Right now he's making $88,000 over where he's at, and I think
that's in Benson, right?
Yeah.
So Benson, how many students are in that school? We're a 300 student school.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that he has no experience as a superintendent, though none.
Mm-hmm.
We read all the application.
What I'm floored about is the amount that I was just privy to last night, and
we gotta be competitive because
But here's the thing: is that he's coming from Benson. He has another job he's maybe looking at in Phoenix. You know, I don't know. We can't even give our teachers raises. I mean, this is a lot. I've never seen anybody come in at this amount. And he didn't either.
I would just say this, and I do think that, I mean, I know what I came in at, and I know a cut that I took, but I think I think Mr. Ramos was right when he said you need to be competitive, I know I got calls and information on what was going back and forth,
I hear there's stuff circulating yesterday.
I think we finally got done yesterday, or Monday at some point, whatever it was. But I think that the dollar amount. I think when you made a decision of who you were going to negotiate with and you knew his salary at that point in time, there was going to be an off, but there wasn't any room, very much room in what you guys had down. So when you had down as 90 at the top and he was already at 88, 90s, I mean, I know it sounds high for what you're used to, Don, from here, but when you think about it, you're going to ask him to do quite a bit more than he's been doing, and he's going to get $2,000 more that way, as far as the dead salary.
Well, I know that, and frankly, I've never seen it done like this before, where we aren't negotiating contract as a board. That's the way we've always done it. So I know that the state did this with us, and they helped us through this, and it was the way that Mark did it was great. But I'm floored at the number. And whenever you gave it to me last night, I expressed that too. And so I would just like to know, is he really going to be here? That's the question that I got from the interview itself.
Well,
I'd like some clarity.
Yeah, I after you said that, I did ask Ms. Almos when I delivered how she interpreted that statement during your interview process. And she
Ms. Almos?
Ms.
Almos. Ms. Romero, I'm sorry. I asked Ms. Romero because I went to her right after I was with you. And she heard it differently, that she didn't hear that as that per se exactly how it was said. So then I thought, okay, well, we'll let you guys talk about it. I knew you would bring it up today. I do think in today's world and with all of the things going on,
can you call him and just ask him to see, just to give her clarity?
I can.
But just to ask him that question, that's it.
Well,
we're not going to take it more.
And how I heard it was, he said, you have to understand I won't be here every day. I will be accessible by phone, but I have a wife and kids and a family, and I'm a referee.
I'll call him right now.
Before you call him, okay. Mr. Macklin, can we go over the all the little things that we, on the contracts, real quick. So, $90,000 salary, right? $2,000 to superintendent evaluation bonus, right? $3,000 to do the federal grants, 30 days annual leave, 2 personal days, and 12 sick days. Now, he wanted to also the he wants the insurance, copay,
plus child, pure.
Right.
So that's what you have to understand. That is worth $20,000.
Okay. Well, that's something that is offered to every single employee at the school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
But we've always paid the employees insurance every year. And this is the first year we've never done that.
Because the insurance went up too high.
Well, and there are 3 plans.
Right.
What he has right now is the copay gold, and that's what he asked for he and his children. His wife is not going to be on the plan. So, because she already has that. That was what, that was kind of, I think, the last thing that was negotiated to get him to come to a tentative agreement. Now, I did tell you there were other asks, and
like the school phone, is he getting?
Well, yeah, that's a $25 a month.
But is it a school phone?
No, it's his phone, just like mine.
Right.
It's the exact same thing we did when I came. Instead of having to carry 2 phones and you having to rent a phone for $50, $75 a month, you just paid that. So.
Okay. Well, that's the only real. Where I'm stuck is he going to be here?
Okay. I mean, I can call him. I know the big question yesterday was also when he called and said he was requesting 3 other things. He did reiterate to me last night that was just an ask, and I said that I would have Mr. Almost call him after the board meeting to let him know what the board decided.
Well, how did the staff get the information yesterday saying that he had no contract?
I don't know if the staff knew or just they're just guessing. I don't know.
That's not what was said.
No.
They said that we had.
There's a lot of things that have been said around campus here.
Oh, my God.
So
you already knew everything that's
been said.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, why are they saying that?
I mean, the staff knew who we were interviewing before we even got the application.
Before we call him real quick, so he was asking for a few other things as far as percentages on his contract, and I recommend that we offer him this contract as is.
As is.
As is. And because I think this is the best deal that we can give him.
Well, and that's where I'm also stuck is because of his lack of experience, you know, for that amount. I would have definitely tried to haggle with him on that. And we had a discussion as a board that we normally do, that would have happened.
And Mr. Almos can shed more light on it because he negotiated, but I was under the understanding that he was asking for quite a bit more.
Which is crazy.
As a matter of fact, the point made
this
to
is
me.
A 300 school district. Compared, look at Benson, what the district he's in. That's a huge school district, you know. We're talking about, we don't even have 300 students now.
Yeah.
And so I'd like some clarity on that, for sure. Our teachers have to be here every day.
I mean, they get paid if they're not. If they have leave or whatever.
Okay, you want me to call them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, just clarity on the attendance.
I'd like to hear what he's saying, though.
Yeah, I'm turning it on.
Okay.
Come the wrong way.
And he said that those three things about his wife, his children, his family, that he's a referee. And he just said, you have to understand, I will not be here every day. He didn't say he wasn't going to be here majority of the time. But
well, and he does have those days as leave. And so that when he's taking time to go to referee and doing other things, he'll have to be taking leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he does have those days.
Well, and here's
the
thing. You guys can vote even anyway. I'm not comfortable with that question, you know, if he is going to be here every day. Even you live in Peoria, but you're here at least, you're 4 days a week at least, you know.
I usually work most of the time Sundays too, don't. And
well,
I
know,
on
but
Fridays
I'm just saying that you were...
Anywhere from 11:30 to 3 o'clock.
But you're right around the corner here,
yeah.
Too, when you're here.
I can try to call him, but I have to stop
yeah,
recording.
Yeah, I'll try again. Just see if he answers this time.
And he knew we were having this meeting.
Yeah. Hey, Nomar, can you wait outside, please? Thank you.
See, that, my thing is we work for the taxpayers. That's who have put us in our positions. And that's why I feel like I'm responsible.
I'm calling back. I apologize. I was in a meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, we're trying to wrap this meeting up and there's one question that they have for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so here's your question. I'll let Ms. Walker ask it.
Sounds good.
So specifically, when we were in the meeting with you, an executive, you made a statement that you would not be available on here. You said there would be days you wouldn't be here, but you would be available by phone, or we would have access to you if necessary. But you did make the statement that you would not be here every single day. So I'd like some clarity on that.
Yes, ma'am. By all means. What I meant by that is through ASBO training. I want to get, you know, obviously I've been outside of the business world a little bit. Obviously I'm still in it, but I'm not in it. You know, just to attend trainings. Obviously there's the law conference that I would love to attend. Things that are going to make me a better superintendent. Things that are going to make me a better assistant to my business manager, things like that. That's what I meant by it. I have missed in my time at Benson. I've been sick 2 days this year, and that was because my daughter tore ACL. I don't miss. That's the bottom line. I don't miss.
Okay.
But that's what I meant by that. I have, you know, for me to be a better superintendent, I have to attend the trainings. I have to be as in the knowledge or in the loop as much as possible. And then I also made it very clear to you guys that I would give you access to my calendar so you'd know exactly where I was at and what I was doing. So that's
well, you referenced the fact that you were a referee. Is that something that's going to conflict with your time at our school?
I don't think so, because all my games are at, you know, 7:30, unless I'm that late. Not business hours, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, obviously, we'll have a conversation. And obviously, my job comes first. I mean, it really does. I really, truly enjoy refereeing, but, you know, hey, look, if we got to take care of business, we got to take care of business. And that's the nice thing about it as a referee. I get to tell them when I'm available and when I'm not. And obviously with the position that I'm in, I'm one of the top referees. I get a little bit of say, and I put a lot of time into it too.
Thank you. The other question I have, though, is that you, when it came in your experience, I'm kind of tripped up on this amount that we have. So can you tell me, have you ever been a superintendent?
I was. At BSB, I had to cover for them when they got rid of the superintendent there.
So you're an interim, right?
Yeah, interim, absolutely.
How long was that?
It was just a month, month and a half. That's all it was.
Okay.
But obviously, I've had to assume it in a small school setting too. I mean, obviously, well, and there was Valley Union where the superintendent was, retiree, and he wasn't around a lot, so I had to assume a lot of his duties while he wasn't there. So I know what the job entails, and no offense, I've done everything else around it. So, I wouldn't even apply for the position. I didn't think I could service it in a way, that would be complimentary to the district, I'll be honest with you.
Are you a superintendent now?
I am not. I'm like the assistant soup.
And what's your population at Benson?
We have 1,350 kids.
Okay, and so you understand that this salary is for under 300 student school, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
And it's competitive to, if you look at Bowie, which, by the way, I'm pretty good friends with all the superintendents around, and obviously I work with a lot of these other schools. Bowie, it's about the same range. Actually, Carl Udelhart over at Cochise actually gets paid more. It's trust me, it's within the range. I don't think it's over and beyond, and I don't think it's way beyond below. So I think it fits right in the middle, and I think it's a good place. More importantly is in the next few years, and I don't obviously lock it in, hey, look, if we can negotiate, always my family wants, I got to take care of my family too, but I don't see much of a change in that salary. Hence why I want it where it's at right now is because, I'm not really looking for too much extra beyond that, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, I've been on this board a long time, and we've never done a contract like this where the board wasn't involved in the negotiation. So that's part of the problem that I'm having is because there was no involvement with the other board members, and I've never seen that done before. So thank you.
Not a problem. I appreciate you calling me. I appreciate you answering the questions or asking the questions. I appreciate answering them.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anyone else have questions for us?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Rusty.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right.
Do you have any more questions? I was able now. Sorry.
All right.
For a moment. All right.
Thanks, Rusty. All right. Bye. All right.
Okay.
We got a couple of 2 minutes till the kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the other thing were just the things Mr. almost touched on, I think, and I talked about with each member the three things that he had asked for. When you go to every superintendent contract, the school has to protect itself. And in order to do that, I believe you should leave the contract as is unless the attorney comes back and says that was thrown out by a legislative action.
I understand it's set in stone. So
yeah,
I know how I feel, so let's go ahead and do this, and I'll vote how I need to.
Okay. All right. I would like to make a motion to approve this as the final offer to Mr. Rusty Taylor pending the school attorney's approval on legal and language used to make sure nothing has to be updated by any new legislation.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
All right. So I would like to then make a motion to adjourn this meeting at 07:21. Can I get a second?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.